Panda, panda, panda. So,
what is that?
How do you not know that song yet?
Because I don't have the musical taste of a seventh grader.
Okay.
Do you listen to Gwen Stefani too?
I got brought to the
Do you hear that?
Yeah, that sounds terrible. What is that?
I don't know, but it happened when I did that Steve Bro last week.
Oh, then it's probably this.
Oh.
Cable.
Oh, there you go.
It's fine right now,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, yeah.
I hate fucking cable issues.
Aww.
You feel bad for me?
Yeah. Aww. Don't hate stuff.
I got broads in Atlanta.
So, check it out, yo.
Who sings that? Is that Drake?
Designer.
Yeah. God, you're such a seventh grade girl. Are you going to go to the mall later with your friends?
Yeah, because that's what everyone's going to be. God.
Are you going to crimp your hair?
Yeah,
are you
going
to go to a slumber party?
Check this shit out, man.
Yeah.
June.
It's my birthday month.
No one cares about that. June. 9, 10, and 11, I'm in Spermbine, California, at the Improv. 5 shows. Come on out. Then, the next weekend, June 16, 17, and 18, your Smurf Day,
yeah.
I'm in Gashville, Tennessee.
Wow.
At Zanny's.
Wow.
And then West Nutsack, New York. That'll be June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. July 7th, Spit Cincinnati.
Hey, that's where I had the Cincinnati fart. Are you going to go and commemorate the...
You don't think I'm going to go make a video paying pilgrimage to that?
An homage.
Pilgrimage. July 14th through 16th, San Diego, California.
Yeah.
American Comedy Company.
Yeah.
And then... July 21st through 23rd, St. Jutitz, Missouri.
Where's Jew Dork Titties? When's that one?
Oh, that's not till September. I have Baltimore and Come On Me More and Columbus, Ohio. What do we do for Oxnard? That's a new one.
That's already got some. Nards.
Oh, yeah.
Oxnards. Oxnards.
See,
nah.
Dude, she went to that door, though.
No, she went to sniff the trash can. Okay. She's looking for things to do. She's bored.
All right. Judor Titties is not until September 8th. I'm doing Lexington, Kentucky as well. Oh, that's not on sale yet. I'm not supposed to announce that.
Ooh.
Neither is shit. Fucked up. Philadelphia. Fill her up, Delphia. Fill her, Elphia. We added a show in November.
About Slutsington.
That's good. But my Philly show added, so you can buy that now for November 18th, because 19th sold out.
This music is too mellow.
Well, I mean, thank you, Brian, for making it.
Thank you, Brian. But it's like for sweet lovemaking times. Well,
who says this isn't a lovemaking show? That's what most of the focus of this show is lovemaking.
That's what everyone does when they listen.
Yeah, it's a married couple. They talk about how to effectively make love.
Yeah. Guys, May 27th, May 28th, that's this weekend. I'm at the La Jolla Comedy Store with Matt Fulshron.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Yep, that's how Matt's going to open the show. He's going to come on everybody who's there. Tell him you're a mommy and he'll come on you.
I'm mixing up the lovemaking music.
I see what you're doing. It's brilliant. Also, I'm working on dates for... cities like Portland.
Uh-oh.
I'm working on Seattle, Houston. Yeah. You'll see.
Dallas.
The last. It's coming.
The last. God.
Just
right.
Hold your panties. It's almost ready. Also, if I'm usually at the Comedy Store every Saturday, the 7:30 show.
But not
come
this Saturday.
Come see me. Not this Saturday, because I'll be in La Jolla at the other Comedy Store.
Right.
But come to that early show. It's been full of mommies every weekend on Saturday, and it's been so fun.
That's what's up.
And I'm usually in the hallways. You can say hi to me, and you'll see, like, all the famous comedians. Everybody's there.
Yeah, that's great, man.
Oh, listen to That's Deep, Bro. Please, if you want, and then... Use our Amazon banner to do your shopping. Go to your mom's house podcast.com. Click on the banner at the bottom of the homepage. Do your shopping as you normally would, and it just kicks back some change to the show. Thank you for everybody that's already been doing that. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and we see it. You buy printers, you buy lube, you buy socks, you buy everything.
Don't tell them that. Nobody wants to know that.
That's exactly what the email said.
But we don't see who buys it.
So no, we don't see who buys it, but we're saying we see items that are purchased through our banner.
Yeah.
And we're saying keep buying that lube.
A lot of lube.
A lot of lube.
Yeah, it's so funny.
There's a lot of dry pussies in this audience.
Or dry hands.
Or assholes.
Or assholes. That's true.
Asshole.
Asshole.
How do you say?
Asshole.
Asshole.
Because we have a lot of bears that listen.
Do we?
We have a huge bear community.
How do you know that?
Judging by your fan mail.
Babe, I don't get a bunch of bear fan mail.
Yes, you do.
If
we convert a quarter of that fan mail to your mom's house listenerships, oh my goodness. Okay. Babe, you're huge in the bear community. How many Bears Only tours have you done?
Yeah.
Seriously, when are you going to do Bears Only for real Bears Only?
What do you mean?
Just do shows tailored to the gay bear market.
Look, man, I just got to see is that check. You know, if you guys hire me, I'll come do your bear show.
Yeah.
You know, just fucking pay
When's
me.
When's the retarded act coming?
Asshole. Asshole.
I'm working on touring as I know you want me to tour as a retarded comic, so.
I'm just saying that there's a market out there that's not been tapped into, and I think that retarded people need to laugh too.
Okay, babe.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ready to get this going?
Uh-huh.
Oh, we should mention there's no cameras rolling.
Oh, right.
Blue Band got sick.
I know.
He did that thing where what people do when they want permission to be sick, you know?
I know.
Which I've done that too. And then I've gotten other people sick by doing that. He was like, I'm not feeling so good, but I'll be there. I was like, no,
don't do that.
No. All right. Feel better, Blue Band.
His feathers are sick and he needs to stay in his...
In his nest
and just kind of drink warm worm tea. And
yeah, he's nuzzled up in his nest right now. Other birds.
Poor Blue Band.
All right, here we go.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good.
Join us.
Is Jason Carr coming out to enjoy some salad?
I might be.
You have been very impressive, Kelly. You get Jason out here.
Everybody wants a yoga girl, right, Jason?
That's right.
And I know you want me to toss your salad too, don't you?
All right, on that note.
This is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mama in the fucking sand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Panda.
What the fuck? So gay. It's gay and it's retarded.
Oh, Ah, shit, man. Yeah. How great was that? That was on one of those morning news shows.
Yeah, which is so painful.
Yeah, the ones that I've been going on lately where they have, you know, they always have a cooking segment. They're like, all right, this morning, and this lady's, I guess, in town, and she's has the, you know, they're making salads, and then I guess she's a yoga person. She's wearing a shirt that, I don't know, it says Seven Greens. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
When the news guy walks over, she starts to get kind of flirty. You know?
Hi, how are you?
Is Jason Carr coming out to enjoy some salad?
I might be.
You have been very impressive, Kelly. You get Jason out here.
Everybody wants a yoga girl, right, Jason?
That's right.
And I know you want me to toss your salad, too, don't you?
All right, on that note.
Hey, those yoga girls, huh?
He totally shuts it down too. He looks away. He's like,
he doesn't. He's not into her.
Well, no, he's like, he knows that that's trouble, you know. So he goes instead of like having fun with it, he just turns away.
I didn't hear it.
She said that, boss. I didn't say nothing.
Oh boy. I guess you're not even allowed to laugh, right? Yeah, because that encourages the bad behavior.
That's the worst. This is an adult, and you can't even laugh at man. And she's actually, she didn't say it, I don't think, to be like, you know, to make that joke.
Yeah.
She really was making the other girl a salad. So when she tells him that, he's like,
It's so funny to me that that exists in the world where adults have to restrain themselves. I just don't understand it. I struggle with it. You know, I used to work in a law firm, and that was the hardest thing in the world, was to restrain myself constantly.
They just really, really shut it down, right?
Yeah, you can't have fun.
Yeah.
No, you're not supposed to laugh at your job or be inappropriate.
Yeah.
Obviously, duh. Very sullen.
Man. I did.
So painful.
What was it?
Could you imagine working on a morning show? How fucking hard and horrible that would be for us.
Oh my God.
Wow. I can't wait to see this new salad.
The big part of the show is spending time just.
Oh, I'm sorry, Schnitzel.
You spend time fake reacting to things.
Yeah.
So they have to go like, that's neato.
It's like spending time with a toddler. Like, wow.
Exactly.
Look at your salad.
And see how much that takes out of you just to do that for a second?
I know. But maybe some people are like that normally. Is that someone's real personality?
Yeah, it is some people's. But even then, it becomes their personality because they manufactured it for a while.
Yeah.
No one's born like that. They go like, that's great. See, they got a new donut over on Main Street. And you're like, okay, all right.
Is that socialization? Like, I grew up in a house where if I'm not happy all the time, I got in trouble as a
probably
kid.
Or maybe it was just,
don't show feelings.
It was so bad in my house growing up that I overcompensate by being like, that's great.
Yeah, because feelings are dangerous. You'll get in trouble.
Well, they're like that on morning shows a lot. You know,
my God,
that's the, whether it's local or even national, the Good Morning Americas and those shows, it's always like, and maybe that just puts people in a good mood. You know, you wake up and they're like going to work and they turn that on and someone's like, hey, this is really neat. What's going on here today? And maybe for the non-cynical person,
maybe for normal people, that's like
cheerful. It
feels good.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
Doesn't
at all.
Work for me.
You know what I don't understand either are people who want to be Miss America. That's another one.
Like, right.
Why is that even a thing for you?
I want to be Miss America.
You're so going to win this year. We're practicing your answers.
Yeah.
The best is when they have, like, the hardest part for them is answering one question.
What was the big fuck up?
It was with fucking Steve Harvey this year.
No. That's
the best.
What's the big fuck up with the answers? Remember the girl who lost her mind during the answer?
No.
You don't remember that?
Wait, what do you, like, she bluffed, dude, she flubbed it or something?
Yes.
She's like, kill all the Jews. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hitler was right.
You don't remember
this? I don't know.
Here we go. It's 2007. It was Miss Teen USA.
Oh, no. Poor
recent
girl.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Yeah. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as.
The Iraq, such as.
I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries.
Oh my God.
So we will be able to build up our future. For our
thank you very much.
Oh my God. Was so bad. It's hard to. I covered my eyes for that whole thing. I couldn't even look at the screen.
That's what I forgot about. I wonder if you asked her the same question today, if she'd have the same response.
She wouldn't. She wouldn't. There's no way.
Do you think she's gone over the correct response a few times?
Yeah. I think the next day, she.
Fuck.
It was. It must have been just genuine panic.
Yeah,
it been like just a panic moment.
She just. She didn't. She blanked, and she had no idea. Didn't you have that in stand up the first few years where you're like, I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm so nervous.
Yeah, of course. It's like, or it's when you just press play on your act,
yeah.
And you go like, "What? I'm just gonna say what I'm saying."
She was nervous, and she's young. That's Miss Teen, but I know that the older broads they practice.
Iraq and she said the Iraq,
the Iraq, as, and they don't own maps, such as
here. Okay.
But the older broads they rehearse the questions, don't they? Give
of
you
course.
The so you're rehearsed.
Yeah.
And that to them is the most nerve-wracking event, is having to talk. That's the funniest part to me, is that's the challenge.
They should do blow bangs at those
things. I agree. I think the ratings would pick up significantly. Miss Nebraska!
Here's six guys whose cock will she start with first?
I'm Miss Pennsylvania, and I can suck six cocks at once. I take the challenge.
Wow, we really there should be a porn parody of that where they do that, you know.
Of course there is.
You think there is?
Yeah, there has to be a Miss America porn.
Let's see.
Yep, Google it up.
It's a great thing. Miss America.
Of course there
triple X parody.
Where it's like, if you want to win, you've got to blow the judges.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sounds like you write for these shows.
Yeah, I know.
I don't see it. I see parodies, but...
But you don't... Here's the thing with Miss America. Do you win like a... You win a small amount of money. It's not life-changing. It's not like you win millions.
No. But it's... the exposure, if you play that exposure right, it's also dwindled. It used to be a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, that would be front page news the day after. And
oh, yeah.
They would parade her around on everything. People just don't care about it as much anymore. And I think a big part of that has been that...
Porn.
The feminist push... Of the last, the growth, you know what I mean? That where they go,
like, what?
It's seen as silly now because so many women go, this is silly. It's women
it's so
who are saying
stupid.
This is silly.
Well, that, and I think there was a time in America where the only place you could see a hot chick in a bathing suit was during the Miss America pageant.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe in the 50s, you're like,
you're right.
Oh shit, everybody get their dicks in their hands, the Miss America pageant's on. And now it's like, there's porn, there's lad mags, there's so much exposure to
lad mags.
Isn't that what they're called? Lad mags?
I don't know. Like, where do you live?
FHM and Maxim, they're called lad mags.
Lad mags everywhere.
I'm from, they're called chavs. Somebody wrote in those boys that talk like have horrible, do their accent, master of accents?
This car is a BMW. It lifts off, mate.
This car moves.
This car moves. I've never driven a car like this.
Why do you have to make your teeth kind of bucked out?
Because they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All English people have bucked teeth.
Have you seen the Queen of England talk?
She does.
I'm the Queen of England.
I'm the Queen of England town.
I'm the Queen, Mum. Everybody has to drink their tea now.
Is that what she does? She dictates tea time?
Of course, every day.
She tells
ding,
you.
Ding, ding, ding.
Everybody.
Drink your fucking tea. Now, wait, what were we saying?
Miss America.
Yeah.
About porno. Did you find it?
No. I didn't find it.
But yeah, you don't win a ton of money. And maybe the exposure for like a minute. People are like, oh, you're who? Cool. And you wear a crown.
Yeah. It seems silly now.
So dumb.
It seems silly. It also, it seems antiquated. It feels old. Like, I feel like millennials are like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, if you were like, someone's Miss America. What the fuck is Miss America? Even bathing suits look silly. Like bikinis, the style of them, they feel dated, you know?
On the pageant?
Yeah. I feel like they just feel old-timey.
Yeah, they should wear like Brazilian... I say they should go topless and then just wear like
thongs.
A thong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Miss Brazil.
Yeah. And then, it should be topless, thong, and then a hole in the front of the front fabric.
So you can see how they shave their pubes.
Yeah. Like keep the gap closed, but show the hair.
And then you hear the
judges go, that's a real interesting muff on Miss Iowa.
Here's how they should redo. They need to remix it to make it for today's audience. Mm-hmm. They need to have Miss America, like in Revenge of the Nerds, belching contests.
Yeah.
Who can light her fart best?
That'd be cool.
My money's on Miss Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And then... you know, like beer drinking and stuff like that.
And then the blow bang thing.
And then that's the last event. That's the most important.
And then we have Miss Idaho saying she can eat 8 times.
I would love
that. She said she's never been with a black guy, but she's about to blow 8 of them. Here we go. Miss Idaho, go ahead.
Or it's Miss Universe. And Miss Amsterdam comes on and she's like, I'm going to take this shit home. And she puts candles in her beaver and does cartwheels and stuff.
Yeah. Pretty cool, man.
I'm just suggesting it to them if they want to get their ratings up.
Because I think the more that we're exposed to this, what I'm going to play, the more that Miss America becomes like, huh? You know?
Hey y'all, it's Dakota, and this is the newest video on my Ask a Gender Terrorist playlist on my channel. I'm updating all of my playlists because I haven't been able to post anything in a long time. If you would like to know why, check out my Ask Dakota Life Update video, and we can talk there. You'll find out. So, anyway, this video is something that I have consistently said in my everyday life, and I feel like maybe I need to reiterate and maybe I just want to make a video that I can link people to.
Please don't.
It's cool. I think it is.
He's going to reiterate.
I want to reiterate what I've been saying for a while.
He sounds like that Tyler Oakley guy that I love so much.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I have absolutely nothing to say in the world.
Today I got my hair cut.
Yeah.
And everybody that was like, did I cut your hair or not?
Like dragging them through the mud, and I'm tired of their shit. So, my pronouns are not preferred. They're not a preference. They are mandatory for interaction with me.
Why are you laughing so hard?
I didn't see him until you put him up.
Yeah. So why don't you describe him?
Okay. Well, I'd say actually he looks a little like you in that he's
a big dude.
A larger dude. He's got a full beard, full mustache, you know, the mustache. It looks like a septum piercing with a safety pin through it, which is normal.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then he has your Aunt Mildred's head wrap on after she takes a shower.
And
some tasteful eye makeup shadow with the beard. It goes nice. And my favorite, I think, here is I see either shaved eyebrows or bleached eyebrows, which is a sign of total sanity. I've got my shit together.
Terrifying.
He looks horrifying. And he has a tank on.
Yeah, but he has cut. He has manipulated it. It's no longer the tank you bought at the store. He's cut it. That's obviously with his scissors.
Oh, to make it even lower.
Right. So it's very low, open tank on the front. Hasn't waxed the shoulders lately. Something I need to do too, pal. Dakota.
It's a really neat look.
So
what a look.
Miss America, how do you feel? So what Dakota is talking about right now is that his gender pronouns are not an option.
Right.
I do not expect everyone in the world to understand my identity. I barely understand my identity myself.
Clearly.
You don't
That's kind clearly of confusing to people, to everyone, ever, to say, like, I don't understand it either.
So then maybe, well, then here's the thing, and if you're not sure what and who,
yeah,
maybe hold off on demanding that everyone stay updated with the pronouns to refer to you as. Like, maybe hold off until you've decided and then make a formal announcement and then stick to it as an adult. You know what I mean?
One way of looking at it.
Right.
Understand someone to respect them or their wishes. So I don't have to understand what it is to be a black person to speak respectfully to black people. I'm pretty sure that you can do the same for trans people, specifically non-binary people. We are not.
That's what I'm talking about. Because I don't think there's any problem understanding trans people, actually.
Well, I
think there's.
I don't.
Personally, I understand non-binary as a non-binary person.
Well, I'm I wish you'd respect my pronoun. Mm-hmm. I've been eating a lot of oatmeal, and I'm oatmeal gendered.
Okay.
Just, if you could respect that.
I do respect it.
Okay.
Is there honey on it?
Sometimes.
Brown sugar?
Sometimes. It just depends.
All right.
We're not trendy, we are not interesting, or something that you can fetishize or try to, you know, just fucking sum up. It's just off. Just shut the fuck up. Just stop. We're not, like, so hard and difficult and inconvenient. Like, imagine what it is to be me, and then you want to tell me how hard it is for you to understand me and my pronouns. Like, in what way do you think that's helping? In what way do you think that that's fucking appropriate? Stop prioritizing your comfort as a cis person over the struggles and the respect and the wishes of trans people. You're wrong. So shut the fuck up.
Hold
like,
on.
We don't want to hear about how difficult being around us and knowing us is.
But he's not a trans man. Isn't he saying he's non?
That is a good point. I mean, it seems like it's two different arguments.
Because there's I understand transgendered. I am a man transitioning to a woman, or I feel more like a woman. I'm a man who feels like I'm a woman. He's saying I'm opting out of both. I am non.
I just didn't know that that was an option
neither.
For a long time.
I didn't know either, and I'm so happy for you that you've found that.
Thank you. That is kind of the thing that is nice for me to celebrate with another non-binary person, is that we get to finally say...
I'm sorry, we or...
We.
I think you mean they.
No, we.
But I hope in your mind, I need you... I hope you're not saying she in your mind.
No, me and they together are we. And we get to...
Okay.
We get to finally be in a place where people aren't so focused on genders.
Ugh, I know.
It's so exhausting. That there are...
I know. I'm
everyone's
so
like,
annoyed.
What are you? I'm nothing. Neither.
And it's not going to help.
Why don't you know
that? You're not fucking helping, asshole.
And why don't you know that?
With that being said, change your language. Like, no one is female body. No one is born a girl. No one is any of that. Like, we are assigned genders at birth by doctors who look at us and see certain types of genitalia and decide what our identity will be from there on out. That's an act of violence. That should be stopped.
What?
That's not my fucking fault that happened.
Wait a minute.
And I'm not...
Wait, but sex is different than gender. You're assigned a sex at birth. He's saying, but the doctor doesn't assign you a gender identity. That's what you
they certainly
out.
Do.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe he. Yeah, I thought it was the other way. I didn't know.
No.
I guess the doctor
here to be faulted because I'm living outside of that. So.
Yeah, I totally. I'm on board with you, dog. I think that it is an act of violence when a doctor sees your penis and testicles and says, you're a boy, you know?
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Sorry.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not. I don't mean to offend they. It's just like, I guess I'm being really insensitive here.
Or a doctor pulls you out and goes, oh, we got a pussy right here. It's got to be a girl.
Ugh, I know. Well, how do you... Oh, shit, we messed up with Ellis. We gender identified him as a boy.
I know. I'm putting him in football outfits and stuff. And
oh, no. What should we do?
Shit.
We're messing him up. We're messing him up by conforming to
messing
the gender.
Messing them up.
Ah, shit. Should we start referring to him as them and they?
Of course.
I don't want to confuse the kid.
I would keep playing this video, but I want to tear my fucking eardrums out. So you can, we'll put up a link to it later.
You know, and here's a, no one wants to hold anyone back. I don't certainly want to deny anybody whatever they are. But yeah. I think to demand that everyone keep up to speed with your gender identity at every given moment.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. That's a little unrealistic. I just don't know what the proper pronouns are all the time.
I think actually the reality is these are just confused people. You know, they're confused.
I think the folks that are like, I'm astral gendered.
No, they need attention.
That's different. I think when someone's attention. Like, I'm a man trapped in a woman's body, that's legit. Like, if you're willing to cut your hair off for something,
not even. You don't even have to go.
That's a real deal.
You don't even have to go that far, I think. Yeah. Some people just feel like, I don't want to surgically manipulate myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am in the wrong body. I think that's legit.
That's totally.
But I think it's kind of, it is a lot to ask for you to look at like me, like a guy with a beard and be like, for me to be go, hey man, what the fuck are you, why are you calling me a man? I'm like, oh, sorry.
Right.
Sorry, like your act of violence.
Right.
Like assuming that I'm a man. Yeah. You kind of fit all the check marks. So,
well, a man with eyeshadow and
I mean, still, even
chest.
If you look at the person we were just looking at, most people would assume that's a guy wearing eyeshadow. You don't go like, that's probably a non-binary person.
No, you wouldn't know that.
Why would you assume that?
Yeah, give us all a break. Give us time to come around to all the pronouns. We don't know. The mainstream doesn't know this stuff.
No, you can't.
How are we supposed to know?
Yeah.
God damn.
It's a lot to ask.
I wish we could show like my dad or your dad that video and have them tell us their feelings.
Well, I think I have pretty much, I think I can sum it up.
What's that?
Guy's a fag. That's what he was saying.
Of course.
Guy doesn't know it, but he's a fag. Okay, dad. Thanks.
That's what everybody's dad would say.
Yeah.
It's guy's a fag.
Yeah.
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 Poor people.
Yeah.
He's in a lot of pain. That guy specifically looks like he's in a lot of turmoil.
He does. Yeah. He does.
He's not doing so well. And the nails were painted and he had a bunch of tattoos on his hands. Like I don't think they're tattoos. I think they're like weird marker drawings, you know?
Yeah. You can deduce that he's in a lot of pain, right?
Yeah.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So real real heartbreaking news for a lot of listeners of the show.
Hey, Hitler.
The not Danny, obviously, but the the Hitler What Wasn't Bad girl that we played last week.
Yeah.
Kicked off of YouTube.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because some people actually heard her very logical videos and flagged it as hate speech.
So was she advocating?
Gave her the fucking boot. I don't know if she was, I don't know if she was advocating violence, but she was definitely in the school of, hey, why does this Hitler guy have such a bad rap?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I guess it would be like ISIS putting recruitment videos up on YouTube. We really don't allow that in this country. Well, that's too bad. I was really looking forward to hearing her her other work on Saddam Hussein.
She has 40,000 subscribers.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. She's known as Evalion, and she... She had uploaded videos of her singing happy birthday to Hitler and another video on how to spot a Jew.
I wish we would have found that one.
I know, we didn't do that one. Other charming videos include why Hitler wasn't evil, which is what we played,
right,
and how feminists supported rape by causing the migrant crisis. Huh.
What's her name? Evalion.
Evalion. She's said to be an 18-year-old girl living in Canada.
Oh. Is she Patreon's cousin?
Patreon! I don't know. Put that down!
I think she is.
The teenager openly admitted to being a Holocaust denier.
Oh, jeez.
On April 20th. Oh, dude, she looks like a... just a regular teenage girl.
Like a sweet blonde blue-eyed?
No, she's got a brunette, so she's obviously not as high up the food chain as she thinks
she
is.
She should know that Hitler wouldn't appreciate her.
But then she filmed herself singing happy birthday in front of a picture of the Nazi shitbag, as this is how this is written here. She had baked 4 cupcakes decorated with swastikas. Jeez. The channel was terminated, and then YouTube said the channel was terminated by us because it violated policies against hate speech.
Thank you, Evalion.
Evalion, I saw your many YouTube videos.
Thank you for the cupcakes. They are delicious. I appreciate your messages of love.
I am one of your subscribers. I enjoyed it very much. At night, I would watch your videos and drink Spaten.
I play with my schnitzel as I listen to
as with your schnitzel.
There you go. There you go. What's that, babe?
Jamie just fixed my website. He said it's back up. Dun, 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 dun. So anyways, poor Evalion.
That's too bad. She was really doing the Lord's work.
Really doing something there. Jesus, man.
What a nut. She's got to be mentally ill.
You think so? I did my own thing, by the way, when I was in Smear My Juice over the weekend. I went on a local morning show.
Someone's doing their own thing.
God's doing his own thing. And this is one of the great local local shows where they have the segment like old school cheesy music.
Oh, yeah. So
this is the clip that I'm on.
It's like Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Comedian Tom Segura is a busy guy with television credits that include Conan, Comedy Central, and Live at Gotham. He does.
I like when they use the old bio.
The old Live at... Was that on your website from 92?
That's...
God.
Live at Gotham I did in 2007.
Why are they... What are they pulling from? Wikipedia or something?
God only knows.
Look at this dog shit. Wow. Oh, my God. This is terrible. The backdrop is dog shit.
American flag.
This guy doesn't have an upper lip.
Doesn't stop there.
Jesus. Yeah.
He spends a lot of time on stage, and this weekend he's going to be at the Funny Bone here at Destiny USA, so we welcome him in this morning. Good morning.
What's up, man? Shout out to Mercer. Shout out to the Bristol stool chart. I had number 5. That soft blobs with clear cut edges because I need fiber.
There you go. Now, I got to ask about...
Right away, man. Right away, I got a Bristol stool chart in there.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
I like how the guy's a little nervous and the woman's laughing.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's a little nervous.
She was really fun.
Yeah, she plays.
She played along. He was like, uh-huh.
First of all, your outfit looks amaze.
I have on a black, of course, faux fur coat. People will ask me, is that faux fur?
Yeah.
Yes,
no, you should tell them you paid $10,000.
Well, yeah, I know.
For a mink.
I would say that if they asked me on the air, but
yeah,
for the real mommies.
Real mommies only. What about your chain?
That's real shit.
Mm-hmm.
About the get up here.
The get up.
Expecting a blizzard in Syracuse, obviously.
No, it's just how I roll, man. I roll like this in July. I don't care if it's humid. I don't care if it's 105.
They're panning up your outfit.
Fur, because there's an old saying, happy hoes eat, sad hoes don't, and I try to stay happy.
Words to live by.
There we go.
Obviously, yes, to live by.
Second
she likes
YMH
you.
Plug. Yeah. She's fun. Yeah.
So you were.
Well, she when I showed up, she goes. Oh, I know this DJ Dadmau thing. I'm excited.
So oh, that's funny.
Tweeting and Instagramming before the show.
Yeah.
You know, hashtag DJ Dadmau.
What's up?
Right that, is that what we should call you?
I mean, I appreciate it. I'm going to be doing stand-up, but my focus is on the after party always, so I'll be tweeting out a location for a surprise pop-up show, and you two are both invited.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Like a bonus freebie Friday.
Yeah, that's for us.
You go to a party like that.
So, DJ Dadmouth, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Random question.
Okay.
Weisberg Chrysler Sofia.
I love that she flubs the name a little. That's the best part.
Bert Chrysler?
Bert Chrysler.
That's a good question.
Why is Bert Chrysler so fat?
Bert Chrysler.
Bert Chrysler so fat.
Yeah.
Random question.
Okay.
Why is Bert Chrysler so fat?
Guys, let's do this. Let's do this. You know, the mommy's following is strong, and we have, as a community, because of the strength of the followership on this show, we've made some amazing things happen. You guys, we landed Brace from Gigolos. We landed Gloria Estefan just because of how many of you tweeted her.
Yeah.
How about we all this week tweet at Bert Chrysler, who also goes by Bert Kreischer. Just ask him, why are you so fat?
Just that. Why
Just
are
that.
You so
Why
fat?
Why are you so fat? I want him to wake up Wednesday and log on to his Twitter and be like, what the fuck?
Just a stream of
a thousand
so
people have tweeted him, why are you so fat?
That's a good question. Bert's an alcoholic, and he's diabetic, and he's on a lot of medication, and he's a sad hoe, like we were just talking about. Sad hoes are supposed to not eat, but he's so sad he eats extra, and that's why Bert's so fat.
So you had to ask.
I had to ask. The curiosity got the best of me.
I know.
That's what happens.
You are married to a comedian.
Oh,
what do you think's coming next?
Here we go.
What do you think's coming next?
$1 million. What's the meaning of life?
You are married to a comedian.
Do you guys make each other laugh all the time?
What are you talking about? You think he's going to ask that?
Something
you
like that.
You are married to a
That's
comedian,
weird.
Right?
A comedian.
Yeah. So
she's a woman.
So is it is it like just totally hilarious at home,
there
or
we
is
go.
It like really low key?
Look at my reaction to that question.
Deadpan. DJ
What's
Deadpan.
It like at home?
It's
you hate
it's not a lot of laughs, man. It's a lot of smells.
Really?
A lot of smells. It's a smelly house. We have a baby.
A lot of kids, yeah.
Baby?
No, it's one kid.
One kid, but
he
that, sometimes
like
that's all you need.
Kids, yeah.
All you need, one
That's
kid.
All it takes.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of action in the home, too, you know? Like, I got kids that she doesn't know about, so sometimes when she's out of the house, I'll bring other kids over that are older than our baby, and they kind of play in the house, then they leave, and then, you know.
Just getting
uncomfortable. You know how it goes.
I do know how it goes. And speaking of house, let's talk about your mom's house.
Yeah.
Nice.
Your mom's house. That's a lot of fun.
It's the best, man. Your mom's house podcast. It's where you know, it's kind of like it's, I feel like it's the Bible for a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
There's, we cover the important issues, you know, like.
Like what?
Farts. we cover.
I love how you say that with just such a straight face.
What's up, Mercer? We
cover. Mercer was the director.
Oh, okay, okay.
So they said, he said something before we rolled, and I go, who's that? She goes, oh, that's Mercer. He's our director.
Okay, okay.
So that's why I shouted him.
All kinds of stuff, man. We cover, what was the thing this week? Man, I never had a job in my life until I started doing this. You know, I've been in and out of jail. You know what I'm saying? I did a little bit of everything. But now I'm like.
Now you walk around with fur.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and bling.
You've reached the pinnacle.
The bling, yeah.
Pinnacle, right?
So good.
You're right there.
I'm right there, man. My sensei, Seagal, was telling me about that the Buddha nature is just to be in the moment. So that's what I'm trying to do right now.
I think you're doing it really well, actually.
In the moment.
And she's
speaking
great.
Of being in the moment, if you want to join Tom
so funny.
And
she's
be
really
in the
good.
Moment, you can do
she
so tonight
it.
Live at the
she,
Funny
I like
Bone
her
at 7:30 and 9:45. He's got two
I wish
shows,
she was with you
as well
time.
As tomorrow night at 7:30 and 9:45, special engagement. For tickets, give them a call, 423-8669.
She's nice.
Or visit them online, SyracuseFunnyBone.com.
And that Saturday, 7:30, show's almost sold out.
Yes.
All sold out, Dad.
I got 11 kids, man.
Oh, my gosh. How do you do it? I got two when I'm
ask them that.
No, don't. Okay, yeah.
You gotta stay.
I don't
want to
know. I don't
want to
know.
There
you go.
My gosh,
she opened herself up. The full video of DJ Dadmouth in the spotlight, as this one is called, is at your mom is on YouTube. And go to our YouTube page, Your Mom's House Podcast, and subscribe. We also should mention that not only can you see all the DJ Dadmouth appearances on our YouTube page, but that we are now releasing Classic Jeans once a week on YouTube. So those are the original episodes. People ask us for them all the time. And we're starting with episode one.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, no, how embarrassing. And is this back from Red Band days?
Yes. And I asked Red Band, and he said it's cool.
Oh, my God. So some of these were videoed back in the day.
Some of them were, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
So this is going to be... Yeah, this is going to be a cool thing.
How fucking horrible were we in episode one, I bet? I'm embarrassed already. You know what I'm saying? God, that was the best one yet. I like that one the best. I feel like you've perfected how to do it now. Like, now you got your groove. It's all your mom's house nonsense.
Yeah.
And then they have to roll
with it. It's really funny how people react to it who know me from a stand-up.
Yeah.
But not the podcast. They're like, they'll message me like, what the fuck is this? You know, they don't get what's going on.
Yeah.
That's kind of the enjoyment, though. It's an inside joke, but it's an inside joke with like a few hundred thousand people.
Yeah.
Who other people are just like, what is going on?
It's pretty crazy. The podcast is really growing.
It's
really kind of bizarre. Like, now I go around and people are like, mommy. And I went to like a baby shower. Mm-hmm. And some total stranger was like, I'm a huge mom's house fan.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Happened to me at the airport.
Just mommies.
Just random.
So crazy.
It's cool.
It's crazy because we started the show just in a shitty, you know, in our shitty house in Silver Lake with a Lithuanian neighbor. You know what I mean? Like, it's just neat that it's grown to something.
And we would drive over to Burp Bank.
Burm, yeah.
And we would do the first 40 episodes at Red Band's place.
That's right.
A few of them were done.
That's right.
God. At the Ice House Studio. But most were done at Red Band. So when we started, we would do one and then be like, next month we'll do another one.
Yeah.
There was no schedule, you know?
Yeah, and then we learned that was important to drop it on the same day.
Very important.
Then people don't know how to find you and stuff.
And those Classic Jeans are going to be released every Thursday on the YouTube channel.
Cool.
So there is a schedule for that, too.
So there's always something fun at the YouTube channel. There's like behind the scenes.
And on top of that, Patreon launches June 1st. So if you don't know, Patreon is going to be our new all-access added bonus content subscriber-based site that we do behind-the-scenes stuff, and we do extra episodes. We have one banked that is going to come out in June that you can only do if you sign up for Patreon. You basically do like a small, you pick your monthly donation, and based on the donation, you get access to different things. So it's a cool thing. It helps us, keep doing the show, and you'll get access and you'll get extra content. One of the things we're definitely going to do is watch Steven Seagal movies and comment on those. But the first one was just a cool episode we did.
We answered fan mail questions.
Yeah, it was fun. All right.
Patreon.
Patreon.
Hey, can we do my Persian voicemails?
Yeah, so tell us what happened with the Persian. You got more voicemails, right?
Well, yeah, they kind of kicked into high gear this weekend. I'm not sure what happened. Mm-hmm. Here, I've saved them. I've actually had to put this number in as a contact now because I get so many. Yeah, I've gotten 1, 2, 3 since Wednesday.
Let's hear.
It's called Persian.
Can you take
lady.
It out of that? Take it out of the thing?
Out of the case. Yeah, hold on. I call it Persian lady now because, like, I get so many. And Shanaz has been getting a lot of job offers in Texas, and she's not getting those.
What about Adis?
So Adis, we actually found out his real last name because somebody tried to log on.
Oh, then you looked him up.
And I looked Adis up.
On Facebook.
And he is exactly who I thought he would be. Like, he looked how I thought he would. He's like a hipster dude with a white guy with an ironic kind of t-shirt look.
So the first one is last Wednesday, right?
Come here. Yeah, it's under Persian lady, and it starts on Wednesday.
She says here.
Anyway, I'm just telling you to, you know, take care of yourself. I hope you're doing good. I'm so calm, gentlemen.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
Hope you're doing good. And Salome never calls you back.
Never. Never, never, never.
Hello, Salome جان چطوری تو؟ Salome این Arabic خیلی کمک میکنه ها.
This is the Thursday one.
That was Wednesday before.
Wednesday before. Here's Thursday.
Oh, Thursday.
Yeah.
First of all, اگه میخوای من میتونم ببرم پیش جک باور کن با ارب خوبت میکنه اینقدر دارو اینو نخور بچم اگه کمک کاری چیزی لازم داری من و راد اینجا هستیم دیگه let's know بچم let me know what's how you feeling what are you doing what's up این اربه خیلی کمک میکنه این اربه که برای فرستادم تمام بکتریا رو میکشه I'm telling you Salome call me دیگه if you need anything call me okay
but isn't there a point this is what I keep saying is that isn't there a point through all these phone calls when you never get because she never obviously gets the call back there has to be some point where maybe she sees Salome and then at that point isn't there ever an exchange about hey you know how you get my message about
did
that
did you or, get my
or,
message
or yeah or yeah. But I told you that yesterday and then you know what might happen is that Salome might be so sick that when this person sees Salome and mentions that, and Salome goes, "You didn't fucking call me." They go, "Salome's so crazy right now. She's got dementia. She's she doesn't even know that I called her earlier."
Well, see, I think Salome is our age.
You think so?
Yeah. For some reason, I think this is a maternal figure to Salome, and this might be like a kid, and that's why.
Wow, I've always pictured Salome as old.
No, I think Salome is younger, and that's why she kind of forgives. I think it's a boy too, a pass. Because, you know, Salome, he's always out having fun.
And then here's Friday.
Yeah.
Salome, من رفتم این اربه رو خریدم از One Life. همین N-E-E-M leaf. بهش انقدر تلخه نمیدونیم. ولی it does clean all the bacteria از بدن میبره. Believe me. من اصلا خدا رو شکر حالم اصلا I'm good. I'm back to normal again. برای همین اینو برو سریع بگیر. بیار خونه چایشو بخور یا برو قرصشو بخور. I don't know which other one. It's gonna get rid of all the bacteria in your body. And from inside you. از داخلت I'm telling you اومده رو پوستت اوکی دیگه
برو این
One Life
yeah see it's a I think she's a maternal
it's gonna get rid of all the bacteria in your body and from it's from inside you از داخلت I'm telling you اومده رو پوستت اوکی دیگه
برو
این One Life این مده جک he has lots of information he can give you right herb can you take care of one of you
Right, see, right there, the answer is probably like, motherfucker, that's 400 messages. Call me.
Well, the thing is, they're clearly communicating in between because she knows Salome is not feeling well and it's a bacterial infection.
Right.
And And she keeps asking about the lease. This is the second or third thing about a lease agreement. Yeah. So maybe he's in real estate or something, or they're renting a property.
She's got all that bacteria, though, man. You got to get rid of that bacteria from the inside out. I like that she specified that.
From the inside out, Salome.
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 Take the fucking pills. Jesus.
I don't know. Salome, you should tell your mom that you changed her number, buddy.
Yeah.
Should we call the Persian lady back?
I think at this point, maybe we should.
Maybe we should do it on your mom's house.
Why don't we do it right now?
Oh, I'm so nervous. What do we say?
I mean, do you want to just... We shouldn't keep this going. Salome is sick.
Okay.
All right. Let's...
Let's call the Persian lady.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my God.
All right. See what happens.
I'm so nervous. Talk to her. I feel like we know each other.
I know.
Oh, my God. Do you think she'll pick up? Do you speak Farsi?
Yeah, I speak Farsi. She's not answering.
Shit. She doesn't recognize the Skype number.
I know.
I'd say let's call from your phone. But then how do we record the call?
Yeah.
What?
That is her fucking voice. That's her voicemail.
That's her voicemail.
Outgoing message.
Three meows. Dude, are we being pranked?
Maybe.
Is somebody fucking with us?
It could be. Give me your phone. I'm going to try it from your phone.
Yeah. But then we want to record the call in case Salome answers. She answers.
Well, will she not be able to?
We can't record this on for your mom's house.
We can't?
How can we record?
I don't understand why that wouldn't record, though.
Wait, if you call from my phone? I don't know. Shit.
I think it would still record.
Oh, you're plugging in. Oh, I see what you're doing. Yeah, then try that. Yeah. Dude, that was the craziest fucking voicemail ever. Three meows. This woman's out of her mind. That's why she doesn't know if Salome calls her back.
That's right.
She's fucking crazy, dude.
That's so true. Let's see. Let's see if this works.
Salome. Oh my gosh. Oh my god. Wait, are you gonna do it on, not on speakerphone? Oh, there you go.
Hello?
To wait for someone to pick up first before you say hello, Dad.
No, I had the volume down.
I gotta push the buttons.
How are you not gonna answer Salome calling you back? This will just keep it going.
What the fuck, dude?
Crazy.
Well, now here's the thing. We just kept it going.
Yeah, we just kept back
it. Now, Salome, shit. We just tried to put an end to it. Now we've made it worse.
Now you're going to get a definite fucking voicemail upset. Like, Salome, I missed the fucking call. Oh, yeah.
Three meows.
Three meows, man.
And I feel like it was her making the meow sounds. I don't think that was a cat, do you?
No, babe. I don't think that was a cat. Jesus.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, she's real crazy.
That was intense.
Meow.
So weird. Is that my friend Sarah?
Could be.
Sarah
Burns, are you doing this?
She's a big meow.
Meow, meow, meow. I saw the Meow Mix CD downstairs.
I know. We got to play it one day. We've made that years ago.
I know. When we were touring.
Yeah, we actually went into a recording studio and meowed songs with Sarah Burns. It was fun. They still remember me when I went back to record to like do my comedy album, my second one. They're like, I remember you. You did the meow songs. Hey, can we talk about my shit yesterday?
Okay.
What? You act like we don't talk about this stuff on the show.
All aboard! Next stop, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
Okay.
I just have a question for you.
Sure.
So... Okay, I'm going to explain the situation, and then you kind of tell me your thoughts on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to walk you through it. So, I was alone with Ellis. It was Sunday morning. You hadn't come home yet.
Right.
And I drank my cup.
You made it sound like I was out drinking.
You were out getting hammered, partying
with Patreon.
You hadn't come home yet. You worthless guy. And then I drank my coffee, so I usually get my cup of coffee ready. I drink it. I go in to get Ellis in the morning. I wake him up. I feed him. I diaper him. I bring him downstairs, and then I feed the dogs. Anyway, I go into Ellis's room and I'm like three quarters of the way through my coffee. Yeah. I don't really do that normally. I feed him, and just as I'm about to change him, I feel the urge to shit. The problem is, and you know this since I've given birth, is that I have a really hard time holding in my stools. And that they go, it's immediate. Like, well, I have to shit. No, I really have to shit. And so I was like panicked trying to change his diaper and like change him. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm going to shit my pants. I didn't know what to do. My back was hurting. So I couldn't just put him in the crib and go shit because my back got fucked up in tennis. So I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? So I hurry, I diaper him. I, you know, run downstairs. I put him in the swing. I strap him in and then I go take a shit downstairs.
Right.
And it was a lot. It was like a number four, and it was like two number four logs.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem. I went to wipe, and it was like a fucking, like a melted Hershey's Kiss in the toilet paper.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm. It was so gnarly. I like, you know, when you do that first wipe and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is so much shit.
Yeah.
And now normally I would just go in the shower and fuck my stoma.
Yeah.
Shower.
Yeah.
But I thankfully the bidet, and I just bidet'd the shit out of it. And
out of
like,
your shit.
Out of my shit. And then I wiped it clean. But why do you think that happens to me? Do you think that that's a post-pregnancy thing? Does that happen to you ever?
Well, first of all, I just want to say I'm really glad you asked this question, and I appreciate all the details. That was really...
But they matter, because it was because I held it in a little bit longer than I normally would, that I think, it came out mushier.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think, you know, it's real neat, the... that you told us all those details.
It's the poo-poo.
But it's pertinent to the case, Brownlock. It's not like random.
It's a good point. Yeah, I think it's a combination of you said you were holding it in. You were probably drinking coffee.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe a little bit of what you ate at the previous meal. Do you recall what you ate?
Yes.
Counselor, what did you have?
Well,
at the
Brownlock,
previous meal?
Brownlock, I went to a vegan baby shower or a vegetarian baby shower, mm-hmm. and I had a lot of different bean varieties, and I think that may have contributed to my powerful four.
Yeah.
And the coffee, too, definitely contributed.
Coffee makes a difference.
And holding it in. I think the holding it in was really...
Well, what you're saying is, yeah, it's a combination of things. Holding it in is going to make it worse, though.
Wait, but why is the wipe... It wasn't diarrhea, so why was the wipe so unclean? That's really what... Like, I'm serious. Why am I not pinching off the loaf cleanly?
But it was probably mushy. It was mushy. You didn't have just normal logs, right? No, you couldn't have.
They were fours.
They were perfect.
I mean,
fours are perfect. They're perfect logs.
They were a little hotter than normal, but I don't know if that.
Yeah.
They're an exemplary four. Like, if you kind of look at this, they were a little hotter and a little more torn.
Yeah, but that heat means that they weren't perfect, because perfect ones aren't hot. Hot indicates that it's a little higher up on that scale. You're probably looking at like a five and a five and a half. You know?
They weren't broken pieces. They were solid, torn.
Yeah, but if they're heaters like that, that means something's up. That, you know, you can always tell the heat factor means this is not 100%. And I think it probably has to do with the fact that you were having a lot of veggies.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what happened to me. Yeah. I was in Smear My Juice. And yeah. I went, I had four meals at a vegan restaurant.
Oh.
And I got to say, I really enjoyed it, man.
Really?
I really enjoyed it. Well, it was good food.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it because I was on some mission to eat that way. It was purely out of convenience, and then it was good. So I stayed at a hotel, and right next door, let's see. I'll see if I can plug the place.
But you're saying that the log was a little hot and torn, and that's why it just wouldn't break clean because of the texture
Strong
of
Hearts.
The log.
Sorry. Strong Hearts Cafe is where I went.
But I'm asking you, it's the texture of the log, you're saying? So
yeah.
Even if I could clench it off, It just leaves behind.
Yeah, mush. Yeah. You had a lot of, you had mud butt. And then I know those. I know those. You know what the real blessing in the skies was, though?
What's that?
That you were home.
I know.
I've had those in public, and they're just the worst.
Because then you're wiping and wiping and wiping. And then
somebody goes, can I eat your ass? And you go, you sure you want to do that? Right?
It happens every night. Oh, the Persian lady's calling back.
Oh, shit.
The Persian lady's calling back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fuck, how did my phone shut down? It's so weird. Fuck.
Man. We're definitely going to have a voicemail right now. Man.
What? Anyway, so the phone story. Tell me more about your brown story, and then we'll go back.
Well, so I ate these vegan meals.
Right.
First of all, I just want to give a plug to vegan eating for a second.
Okay.
They were delicious meals at, like I said, Strong Hearts Cafe in Syracuse. Smear my juice.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, you know, so when you eat vegan and it's good, you just feel good. I was feeling good after meals.
That's
there's
so
no
good.
There's no heaviness.
Right.
You know, there's no bloat. There's no like, hitting you like.
Well,
especially,
you know,
when you travel.
Yeah.
Road food. You can even go to a great restaurant and be like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So much, you know, heaviness to
it. You know, the truth of it is the less you eat, the better you feel and the lighter you eat. More veggies, more fruits,
but here's
fish.
The real... She left a voicemail.
Oh, okay, let's hear it. Fuck.
But I do want to say this. I didn't have crazy dumps.
Really?
But I had a lot of farts.
Huh.
Dude, it's shutting down again.
That's weird.
It's this.
So, but you didn't have a crazy dump after four vegan meals?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
I think you need to wait a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really react poorly to veggies.
Right, but I didn't. I'm saying I had normal bowel movements, but a lot of farts. I mean, a lot. A lot of farts.
That's a neat story.
Yeah, I mean, it was noteworthy.
Can I tell you my favorite new game that Ellis plays with us? Is Pull Daddy's Beard.
Oh, my God.
It makes me laugh. The hardest.
He hugs me.
I absolutely love it.
But when he hugs my face,
so funny.
He takes both hands. He has a strong grip, and he pulls me towards him by my beard. It's so painful. And the only person on earth that I wouldn't punch in the mouth for doing it is my son. Everybody else I would stab immediately, but he pulls me. I'm like, ah.
It's so funny.
And he drags me, and then he goes, opens his mouth.
I love it.
So something's going on with this when I plug it in.
It shuts down?
Yeah, I mean, I could try it again.
That's bizarre.
But that's happened twice right now, so
I wonder
see.
What's going on.
Let's see.
Shit, so how are we going to play Salome if it shuts down every time?
I don't know. Okay, it didn't shut down right there.
Okay.
Let's see.
She's going to be pissed.
Oh, she's going to be pissed. Here we go. Not playing. How about there?
Did she leave a message?
Yeah, she left 4-second voicemail, but it's not playing.
Salome. Bacteria.
Why isn't it not playing?
Bacterial infection. Is it on mute? No.
No.
The line is working. It's so weird.
Oh my not playing.
Gosh. See, this Anyways. Is why we need Blue Band here.
Come on,
why don't
Blue
you
Band.
Just take unplug it and push play and put it up to the microphone?
Okay. Oh, again.
It started it again?
No.
Oh, the pop. Yeah. Salome.
None of them are playing, though.
Shish kebab and kebabs. Oh, who knows why.
You want to try it? Try it on yours.
Hold on, mommy. Let's see. Okay, Persian lady.
Persian lady.
Body, body. Oh, yeah, it's weird. Now it's not playing.
Yeah.
Well, fuck it. Okay, well, let me restart the phone. Maybe that'll help.
Oh, well.
Hold on. Give it a minute. My phone's still, like, starting.
Okay.
Let's give it a minute.
I'm not complaining. It's definitely going to be like, Salome, what the fuck?
Yeah, she's going to go, what the fuck?
Salome, fucking call back, okay?
Let's see if I can play another one in the meantime.
So if you really are looking to up your fart game.
Yeah.
maybe eat vegan.
I challenge you, you think you can fart bigger than me.
How's King Ass Ripper doing? We haven't really checked in with him in a while.
Oh, it's been a long time. Been a long time. He's still the master. I don't know.
Is he on YouTube or is he kicked off right now?
He always goes back and forth, man. Let's see. YouTube. Let's see if he's there. King Ass Ripper.
Anyways, I love Ellis's new game with you. That shit makes me laugh so hard, dude. I love that he just tortures you. It's so funny. And then he pulls my hair, too, which is awesome. Every time you lean down to give him a Zerbert, he pulls your hair. It's so fucking...
You get to sign in to see this one.
It's always a good sign.
Yeah, let's see. Well, we have to sign in.
Salome. Can we talk about...
Look, if she calls back,
yeah,
just answer on speakerphone, you know? I think he's missing a tooth.
Damn, that was a raunchy-ass fart.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
But this says King Ashipper unofficial, so I don't think that's his page.
Well, we don't subscribe to
wouldn't
unofficial.
He wouldn't go by that. Let's see, here he is. Oh, I love this. He's walking up the stairs. Those setups are the best.
I know. He's so clever.
Yeah. Well, the only thing that sucked about was trying to, he was like the Loch Ness Monster because it was switching accounts, always under a new name, Harry and Gross, King Ass Ripper, the Fart God, or whatever. You know, he's always something. And I wish we could just lock down where he's at, you know?
Well, you know, some people don't want the fame and the glory that being on your mom's house brings, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
We have made people famous on the show, and maybe he doesn't want that kind of spotlight, the limelight.
But don't you feel like he was doing that before he was on the show? Like, he was always switching accounts.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe he's crazy, too.
Yeah.
That's not a normal...
Because what was the other site that used to have him all the time?
LiveLeak.
LiveLeak.
Hold on, let me see if I can play this. Hold on. Now my voicemail's fucked up.
Yeah,
I've had that before. This is weird.
Oh, it was I fart in yo face.
Right.
That used to be his thing. Huh. Man. It's like, yeah, it's really like trying to track down like a mythical creature or something.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty of him.
Let's see if he's back on there. Nope. The account associated with this channel has been terminated. For copyright infringement.
What?
How is that possible?
His farting?
Are they trying to say that those aren't his farts?
I doubt
that. See how she's at the door, though?
Now she's going to, yeah. I don't know. She's just sniffing, though. That's not an I have to pee sniff. We just had to replace a couch because of her.
This fucking dog.
You know that? We just got the new couch on Sunday. Because she took a pen... and inked up a brand new couch that we got in the living room. Inked it all up by chewing it on the cushion and
literally
destroying
the week. And it was the, I'll tell you, of, you know, every time you buy something now, people go, oh, do you want a warranty? You know, they try to sell you. If you buy a fucking, an extension cord at Best Buy, they'll go, do you want the warranty?
Yeah.
And you pay this money. And you're like, no, dude. But with this couch, we did it, and the week or two after we bought it, there's just ink everywhere, and it was actually worth it to have that warranty.
For once in our, we replaced an entire couch, and thank God we bought that warranty.
Yeah.
Thank God. Otherwise, we'd be stuck with that couch. I wouldn't buy another one. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
No, we just have our ink-stained couch.
I know. And now I bought insurance on the replaced couch just to me. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay. What are you doing?
No idea what Salome is up to, huh?
No, it's not playing. Well, we're just going to have to figure this out later. Anyway,
I want to show you something.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think of this. Let's see.
fucker.
Fuck you, dude.
No, fuck you, stupid. No, you tell me I can't come to fucking practice? Fuck you. No, fuck you. I came here. You want to fucking settle it right now? Do it on the fucking table. You fuck. No, you fucking beat me, and I'll fucking. It'll fuck you, motherfucker. No, fuck you.
This is a arm wrestling match.
Okay.
It's pretty intense.
A little. It's really fired up, this guy.
Fuck you! Fuck you, you stupid skinny motherfucking ass bitch! Bring your fucking shit, bitch! Bring your fucking shit! Bring your fuck! I ain't scared of shit! I'm fucking here, huh? You told me I couldn't fuck come through with something now, bitch! Come on!
Quit fucking spitting on me.
Fuck you, bitch! You can't take that shit! Fuck you! Fuck you! I'll wear a fucking condom on my tongue, bitch!
Wear a condom on my tongue?
Yeah.
You know, it's
fun.
If you get that jacked up and you don't win, oof.
Oh, yeah. This guy's full of rage.
He's full
maybe
of rage.
Not arm wrestling. Maybe a more aggressive a sport that you can utilize.
It's a pretty aggressive
your
sport.
Your entire body.
Yeah, but he wants to punch him right now.
I think this doggy needs out. She's being a little weird.
Okay.
Let me let her go.
All right. The bitches, you took her out.
She went pee.
Let's finish this arm wrestling.
Stupid dog.
I'm really anxious. I think the guy that's losing his mind is going to lose.
You want to feel that? Oh, you want to fucking feel that, motherfucker? Yeah, that's where you fucking were, bitch. Fucking smile, bitch. I don't give a fuck. Nobody even fucking likes you, bitch. Get the fucking shit on the table. Get the shit on the fucking table.
Jeez.
Okay. You're a bitch, motherfucker. I'm not fucking invited. You're not fucking invited, bitch.
Okay.
Come on.
You ready?
You ain't nothing without
you. You ain't fucking
on.
Shit, I'm on the fucker. I got the fucking shit. I got the shit right here, bitch.
He's losing. He lost.
Yeah, hitting the guy.
Exactly what happened. He lost the match and then he swung at the guy.
Jesus.
That is fucking hilarious. Rage.
Fuck you, dude. Come on, dude.
Oh, he got thrown to the ground.
Dummy. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
These are crazy.
Somebody they got their panties in the bunch, you know?
Fuck you, I'll wear a fucking condom on my tongue, bitch.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I feel like that all the time, you know?
Aggressive?
No, just like I want condoms on my tongue.
That's
feels good.
So dumb.
Hey, you know,
that's stupid.
As the master of accents, I'm always looking at studying other accents. Check out this guy. He's Asian, but have you ever?
Hey, I'm at the Spillway fishing, and y'all ain't never seen shit like this before. Okay,
yeah,
it's some
guy.
Black folks with goddamn so serious weird. Talent. Watch this shit.
You never see Asian people talking but, black
like that.
Oh, it's crazy. Texas now. It's for Shanaz.
Let it go.
Of course I'm going to let it go.
Listen to that. This is an Asian guy.
Oh, my God.
Watch this shit.
Watch this shit.
It's weird.
Here he is again.
Now, I want you to know that this man did this shit with fingernails, and I do fingernails for a living. He's going to need a manicure after this shit.
So the guy is a nail tech.
Hilarious. He's like two different stereotypes in one.
Yeah, he is.
It's a maze.
It's incredible. What is
a maze?
A maze.
Yeah, you don't see that usually.
No, you don't see that, man.
Asian dudes talking black.
No, talking black. He just sounds southern, right?
Oh, no, I think he sounds like Madea. I think he's doing a Madea.
Hey, you know, you used to watch all her movies. And
I did.
And you haven't... Has she not put one out in a while? You never talk about him anymore.
Well, I haven't had much time with the kid.
The
baby kind of messed up my Madea watching. But, you know, you and I got into a show, into The Americans, and there's a guy on there, Gregory, who I recognize. I thought, I know this guy's face, man. It was killing me.
Yeah.
I looked it up, and he was in a Madea movie. That's
incredible.
How I know him from.
As you were saying that, I recognized him too. But it wasn't from Madea. So as I was like, what movie is he from? You go, oh, yeah, Madea. I'm like, no, it's not what I'm talking about.
I love
Only
her.
You would know from that.
I don't know what's up with Tyler Perry. I haven't heard about I just haven't heard. I'm sure he's still doing a million things.
Yeah, he produces tons
he's
of shit.
Very successful.
Yeah, his genes are always up there.
I like the Madea Christmas stuff and... I love Madea Goes to Jail. I think, no, The Family Reunion. That one's actually my favorite one.
That's your favorite one?
Yeah, Maya Angelou's in it. You know that?
She's in Maya Angelou's in that?
Yes. Yep. She's incredible. Like Black Yoda. She fucking tells them what's up. It's awesome.
You want to read some fan mail?
I do, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, hold on. Oh, there we go. Look at this guy. Been using your Amazon link to buy stuff for a while. How about a shout out for us buying lube? Yeah, you got it.
Told you.
That's so weird. Okay.
64 ounces.
64 ounces should keep my ding dong. That's what he says. How do you say amazing? Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris. We got another one. I'm a bisexual polyamorous bear with two boyfriends. I'd be happy to answer literally any questions literally. You have. Also, I love your show so much, I would not hesitate to marry it and make it part of my poly pile. Smackhound. Thanks, Smackhound.
Yeah, can I ask you something? Polyamorous bear with two boyfriends. Now, you refer to them kind of equally, two boyfriends. I understand in the polyamorous community, you say you have your primary.
That's what Bitsy was licking right now.
Oh, geez, my phone case. Yeah. Great. Usually they say I have a primary and a secondary, but I noticed that you kind of equate your two boyfriends. So how does that work? I would ask that.
Good question. And why don't you read that third one?
Yeah. When Christina was talking about European nudity, I was just chuckling, but I can say with a lot of certainty that Polish people, both in Poland and living in the UK, would freak out if you were walking around in just your underwear. Nudity is defo not normal. Maybe they were in a cult hippie? In the cult slash hippie? Sounds funny, though. Peace and much love, Millar. I think Millar.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Milosz. I am not a fucking Polak. I'm Hungarian. And I tell you, if you go to Hungary and you go to the Gellért Hotel and you go to a thermal bath, which is the most popular thing you can do in Budapest, that you have to go nude.
But what Milosz is pointing out is that you were really adamant about European, 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 European.
Euro-nudity.
In Europea, in Europe, in us, Europea? Europea, us Europeans in Europea. We are all naked all the time. And Milosz was telling you that that is not the case.
Well, Milosz, also, too, I believe we're just more comfortable with nudity. And I say that because, look, you turn on the TV at 10 p.m. in Europe, Western Europe, you know, and there's tits on TV and commercials for, like, you know, fucking lollipop commercials. There's a girl with her tits out or whatever. So I'm just saying, and there's tits in magazines, like normal magazines in England. By the way, those lad mags,
yeah,
they show their tits. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Why don't you read the, this one? Hi, mommies here too.
Hi, mommies. I noticed you guys talking about flippers on a few of the last episodes. So for those of you who don't know what those are, flippers are like retainers. What is she doing now? Do you hear her?
Of course I hear
what
her.
What is she doing?
Who fucking knows?
We just have a destructor. Flippers are like fake teeth. It's a retainer with a tooth or two on it. And that's what people do. Instead of replacing teeth, they will get a retainer. And I had a cousin that did that for a few years. So this person writes, I make a lot of these pieces of shit as I work for a dental lab. You would not believe what some trashy people ask for with these things. Some include gold front teeth with dollar signs. Some even want a picture of their ugly kids put on them.
Oh, my God.
Like they're proud to show off how poorly they take care of their teeth. Feel free to ask any more questions you have in the dental world. I'm also poly-bi, and when I tell people at work, they look at me like I just burped in their faces. Anyway, high and tight, your fellow mommy, Nick. Hilarious.
It's
so funny.
And finally, hey, Hitler, yeah. Longtime listener from the days you lived in the ghetto and your neighbor's stench would come through your walls.
Yep.
It's been so long. That's how I remember the story. Being a gay man and having many bear friends,
see?
I would have to say Tom is definitely a California grizzly.
Girl.
He is very comfortable with his primitive ways, marking his territory with his boogers and making brown ferociously throughout the day. Otherwise, we would just call him a Pooh Bear because he is cuddly and likes to eat a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's weird? I was reading Winnie the Pooh last night to the kid. Mm-hmm. And I thought that
it has the noise buttons. That's one of
them. That's one of them in the story.
It's like, then Winnie the Pooh sees his friend.
And I thought, you're the Pooh Bear. You do remind me of Pooh.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Equine diarrhea.
Equine diarrhea. Is that
you
on there?
Play equine diarrhea. That's a good one. I would have edited that down.
Well, I don't know.
Why is it just the music?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know.
First, we have to understand the characteristics of normal equine poop. Shaped fecal balls, loose stool, fecal balls that have excess water before or after defecation, cow pie, watery diarrhea, or even projectile diarrhea, fecal matter or fecal fluid that's dried on the horse's rump, equine diarrhea by an excess of water or fluid in the horse's stool.
Retarded.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Let's see another one.
Another page?
No.
Let's see. Go old school here.
Oh my God, these are old.
These are real old.
Watch your profanity.
There's the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean, but some of you pronounce specific as Pacific. The word is specific. The ocean is Pacific.
Okay.
Watch your profanity.
Some of you. That's some of so you. Funny. Oh, man.
Man, there's a lot. Yeah.
These niggas hating on me. On me. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's JJ.
Ice JJ Fish?
Yup.
Yeah, he's really
Watch
talented.
Your profanity.
Watch your profanity.
Oh, Sharkeesha, remember?
Sharkeesha's song Sharkeesha. Right there.
Sharkeesha.
What is that?
Sharkeesha. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sharkeesha, no. Sharkeesha. Sharkeesha, no.
It's good.
But he's supposed to be my nigga down. But he's supposed to be my nigga down. He's supposed to be my nigga down. Sharkeesha now. But he's supposed to be my nigga though.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he's supposed to be my nigga though. Honestly, he's supposed to be my nigga though. You have to wipe down. He's supposed to be my nigga though.
So amazing.
Sharkeesha, no.
Where did I forget her name that sent this in. Is she in D.C.?
Yeah, we met her.
Right.
Yeah.
D.C., I think.
Yeah. We actually got to meet her. So amazed.
What is amazed is that you made that song.
Yeah,
that
was really good.
Yeah.
There's so many funny people who listen to this show.
Man!
I'm going through this board. It's
yeah,
just loaded
the board's
stuff.
So much fun. White Tigress and...
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Watch your profanity.
So much stuff, man.
We've done the show a long pages. Time. Yeah. This is so funny. God.
Choking and gagging is certainly a turnoff, and giving a great blowjob doesn't require that you reenact a deep throat porn scene. It's
put your dick between your legs.
Is that right there?
Angel. Yeah.
Put your dick between your legs. You're going to start with the tip of your tongue on the top right side of the head of his penis.
Yeah.
You're going to cross over the shaft to the left side of the testicles. Over to the right.
There you go.
Cross back over the shaft to the left side.
Jesus.
And then you're going to suck.
Okay.
Then you're going to take the tip of your tongue and start on
right,
the left side
enough.
Of the head of his penis.
I'm over it.
Cross over the shaft to the right testicle. Over to the left.
Hey.
And back over
You mentioned that Tamar is leaving...
Dude,
the reel,
yeah. There's
right. Is it called the reel or the talk?
I don't know.
I can't remember now.
You watched it?
I have. I having a kid puts you in a fucking wormhole.
Weird.
Of
yeah.
you miss out on everything.
But
yeah, so she was on. I think it's the reel. Lonnie Love, who I love, who's a great friend. Is on that show, and then there's like. Oh, and also, what's her name? One of the twins, the famous twins from the stupid Sister show.
Yeah,
cops are all bald and shit.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
They're a fucking bald and shit.
Fucking cops are fucking bald.
Dude, that guy was in our old neighborhood in Rampart.
Yeah.
Anyway, so why is she leaving? You're the one who told me.
Well, I saw an article about it that said, you know, they're parting ways. They did one of those joint statements, you know?
Yeah. Shout out to all the pair.
Shout out to all the pair.
To all the pair. Let's see if it's in this here. Braxton. No, not there. Did I not text it to you?
I didn't see the story. I didn't have a minute to. But well, you just said that Tamar is leaving The View. I mean, yeah. I keep calling it the wrong show. It's The Real. And I'm curious to know if it's because she got a better offer or she wants to tour. I know she just, on Instagram, she goes, I'm finally back. And she was performing.
It
she
is
was
The
singing.
Real. It is The Real.
But she's like, I haven't sang in 6 months. I'm like, how the fuck do you not sing for 6 months unless you're sick or something?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see.
Hey, Tony.
Yes.
You have a biopic coming out on Lifetime called Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart.
Woo! Smell my farts.
How involved were you in the creative process?
You know, outside of writing the book, I didn't want to be involved creatively because okay.
I don't know because it's on the page.
Okay, it says, by now you probably have heard that Tamar Braxton has been cut from daytime panel talk show The Real. Well, there has been major speculation as to why the singer says betrayed her.
Yeah. So who betrayed her.
Oh, potentially leading to her getting fired. New reports show it may not have been any of her co-hosts after all.
The day before the joint statement came out, she posted on her Instagram that she trusted somebody that she shouldn't have who betrayed her.
Wow. I wonder. According to the Jasmine brand, all four remaining co-hosts were blindsided by the news of Tamar's departure. A source said they were completely left in the dark and are devastated by the news since they all truly got along behind the scenes. The ladies allegedly didn't even know a show issue statement was being put out to the public. Also, even if the remaining hosts banded together to stop this decision from moving forward, they couldn't since they each have their own individual contract, which causes them to have different compensation. Blah. I'm guessing it's money.
Yeah.
It's always money. She probably wanted a lot of money. I don't blame her. She's kind of the star, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, because the joint statement came out and said, you know, we're parting ways and all this stuff, and like we wish her the best, and she was happy. But it was one of those things where, see, earlier, this is before the statement. I love you all, but I've been stabbed in the back by someone I stupidly trusted.
Oh,
not my man or my sisters. I am not about to be tried and tested to snitch, and it's not in a good taste to tell you who. But as you Tarmatians know, you're very smart. You can figure things out on your own. And then it goes on and on, but. The day after that, she got the boot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Betrayed. I wonder.
Because this is a bullshit statement. Here, read this statement.
Yeah.
This is...
Let me see if I can read it here. It says, The Real and Tamar Braxton have mutually decided that Tamar will not be continuing with the show for its upcoming third season. She will be leaving in order to concentrate on her solo career. Everyone associated with The Real appreciates Tamar's efforts and the contributions she has made to the show's success, and we wish her all the best for the future. Wow, that sounds like some bullshit.
Just noticing how different she looks.
Yeah,
she's had a lot of work done.
You gotta work. You gotta do work on your face.
She has so much work done, man.
She looks like a totally different human.
She really does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Will you never let me get like that?
When I start doing really sad if you did that to yourself. Really sad. If you did that to yourself, that's just a sign of losing your mind.
See, now I'm curious. I got to ask Lonnie on the down low what happened.
Yeah, well, then you can't report it here, though, because it's got to be...
I got to know.
I know.
She told me that they got along. I've heard that they get along on the show. I believe that.
It's just, you know, unfortunate. All right, we got to get going here. This, I'm so excited to play for you. One of our very talented listeners Let me get the name right here. Jordan Wolfe took previous Salome voicemails and made a song.
Wow.
So here is Salome by Jordan Wolfe featuring Brian Days. And that's going to be our song for the week going out. Thank you guys very much for listening. Please go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Also, don't forget the YouTube channel, youtube.com/yourmomshousepodcast. New content, classic jeans every Thursday, all the videos that we play, we put them up. And Patreon starts June 1st. Don't forget to sign up for that. Please go to TomSegura.com for tickets to my live shows. And go to ThousandRanch.com for tickets to Christina's. Tweet at Bert Kreischer, why are you so fat? Hashtag Bert is fat. Let's get that trending.
Hashtag Bert is fat.
Bert is fat.
I love that.
And that's it.
Fat Bert.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, mommies.
Bye,
I love
jeans.
You.
I wanted to know what that Farsi lady's been saying. The most amazing part of these messages that Christina keeps getting nonstop on her phone to me are that the person who's leaving them never hears back from whoever she's contacting. Whoever you're contacting hates you. Like, how about you just stop? You guys aren't friends.
No.
There's no love there.
Salome.
Salome.
I assume you heard my message. I called today a different number than you texted from. I got your text that sounds good.
Got your text.
Calling cause I thought that I should.
Salome.
Salome. Salome. Salome. Salome.
Salome.
Salome.
Salome.
Salome.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Salome.
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 Tell me, tell me, tell me, doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Jason,
come on,
man. Shh,
what's
to you?
Send me over
your time.
Man, that's the laziest.
Lazy person.
Salome, it's a joke, they give you a hard time.
Salome.
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 Fish and spinach, they've been on my mind.
Fish or spinach.
Hold on, wait. Mother needs her medication.
Care about blood pressure.
I'll have to call you back.
She forgot her blood pressure this time.
That's a serious situation, yeah. Salome, 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 Salome,
Salome,
Salome,
Salome,
Salome.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, doesn't give a fuck about anything.
Salome,
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 Salome.
Tell me, tell me, tell me, doesn't give a fuck about anything.
I assume you heard my message. I called today a different number than you texted from. I got your text, that sounds good.
Got your text.
I'm calling cause I thought that I should. Salome. 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 Salome.
Anything. The 10th or 12th message in a row. Did you know that Salome doesn't care anymore?
Doesn't care.
Salome doesn't give a fuck about anything.
You know,
I don't know. She's gonna wake up in the morning.
Gonna wake up in the morning.
But I was just in the hotel today. Sorry, Mr. Judy, man. I said, not to somebody in the hospital. I mean, Rodwin, me, no. Don't worry about it. It's been a long time ago. By some, yes, Saraton and Hamidorani, man.
Jesus.
Oh man.
So good.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good stuff.